Hey, this is Terry, and you're listening to episode 214.
Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Hey, this is Terry Wilson, and you're listening to TerryWilson3.com. Hey, are you ready? Seriously, are you ready? Because you know he's coming. He's on his way. So are you? What do you mean, who's coming?
Saint Nick is coming.
Right, Santa Claus is coming to town, so I hope you're ready. I hope you have prepared. You've got all the things. The stockings are stuffed. The mistletoes are hung, and everything is ready for the big man to come. Hey, this is Terry. You're listening to my podcast and the last one of the year, and I just want to say thank you so much. This has been just an incredible, incredible year. If someone had have told me years ago that, hey, you could sit at home, work on your computer, talk into a microphone, and make a really good living and enjoy life and do what you love to do, I would have just looked at them cross-eyed. I would have thought, they are crazy. But the fact of the matter is, you can. And that's what I want you to understand as we close out this year. You can do anything that you will set your mind to and believe and pursue. So many people give up so quickly. I don't say they give up easily, because I know some people, there's a lot of things that can happen through a lifetime, through a year. Things come at you that you're just totally unexpected, and it can knock you off of a course, a path, a dream that you had. But I want to tell you today, in this season of faith, I'm going to give myself a little bit of latitude here. I normally don't treat this podcast as a platform to espouse any religious beliefs that I have, but I'm going to give myself a little bit of latitude today simply because of the season, the Christmas season. And of course, if you're of a different faith, you're celebrating Hanukkah or another holiday, the principles I'm going to share are going to be applicable to you, because it's still going to be the fact of the matter is you got to have faith. You have got to have faith that you can do, because if you don't have faith, you won't pursue the things that you need to be pursuing, and you won't believe the right way. And as a man thinketh, so is he. I mean, you've got to think right if you're going to act right. And if you don't act right, you won't get right results. And it is so important. The Christmas story starts out in Luke 2, and it says, "And it came to pass in those days." But most people just think that is a pickup line to go into the story of how Jesus' birth evolved and came about. But they overlook those first five words. And to me, I heard a theologian one time say, those are the five most important words in the entire canonized Bible. And the reason it is because it ties it all together, you see. For thousands of years, a Messiah was promised for the Christians and the people in the Jewish faith at that time. For thousands of years, King David had said this. The prophets, Jeremiah and Isaiah, had said this. It was foretold in Genesis that this was happening. And then all of a sudden, breaking through time, and one faithful evening, one faithful night, and it came to pass. You see, what was promised was fulfilled. That's the power of the Christmas story. It, right in five words, everything good that was promised to humanity, everything that humanity would ever need, everything that you and I will ever hope to be and want to be and strive to be and would be better for, well, it came to pass, you see. It came to pass. That which was told, that which was promised, came to pass. A check was written, and when it was taken to the bank and when it was taken for deposit, it was made good. You can count on it. You can bank on it. See, that's what faith is all about. Faith is saying, I believe this. I understand this. I want and hope and have reasoning to believe that this is possible. And then when going for it, even though things pop up at times, even though things get us off course at times, we don't lose hope we don't lose faith. You see, there are 10 benefits for you and I to have positive faith. Faith that says, I can do it. I believe. Number one is a positive mindset, a mindset that is grounded in faith, is a mindset that attracts positive events. It is amazing how just being positive and just believing that the better thing will happen will attract better things and attract better people. You see, when you walk around with your head down and your eyes sort of shifted to the ground, you don't see what's in front of you. You don't see the opportunity that's right there in front that could happen, that could be the very thing that you need. I remember when I was in some of the hardest financial times of my life in a career, on my knees, you know, demonstrating a vacuum of all things. I felt like I heard the Lord tell me, if you will look up, you will see what I'm trying to teach you. And I started looking up and I started raising my chin a little bit and having pride in the fact that I had something to do. And through that process, I learned some marketing skill sets that I will tell you that I use to this day, and it makes me great, great success in business. So a positive mind attracts positive events. Number two, great and harmonious relationships. I'm going to tell you, the best thing you can do for your personal and professional relationships is having faith in the better, having hope in the best, having an unshakable understanding that the better day is the next day and today. So I'm telling you, the best thing you could do, you know, we attract people into our business all the time, and I can almost spot the people that are going to really knock it out of the park, and I can spot the people, boy, I hope that, and I pray that they can get this and get it inside them, because, you know, the Molly Grubs don't attract nobody. The downtrodden, the woe is the world, of, you know, agony, oh me, as the old hee-haw song used to. That just doesn't bring any value to anyone. Anybody can find a reason to be upset, to be depressed, to be downtrodden, to be worried, to be anxious, to be everything that is not faith. But see, when you have faith, it's contagious, and other people see it and it attracts them. So you got to have faith. Number three, faith will give you a better impression. You will impress other people because, like I said, you're going to, they can get bad news by just turning on their TV. Number four, it will make you a healthier person. Science has already proven people with a positive outlook, people that have faith, people that, I saw a study the other day that says regular churchgoers and people of faith and have this and have that, they statistically do better just in their health. Because as a man thinketh, so is he. Science has already proven. I was reading a book the other day about how that your actual structure, your biological structure in your DNA can be reshaped by the way you think, because you're releasing chemicals and these chemicals have an effect on things. And I'm telling you, you really can shape the reality of what you're living just by the way you think and having faith. Number five, it is the very key to success. See, positive people are more likely to be successful than negative ones. When you will implement positive thinking and having faith in your life, you will notice that success becomes easier. It's not as tough and difficult as you may think. The difference between someone of faith and someone who doesn't have faith is a person of faith will see a problem, and all they can see is the opportunity around that problem. Hey, I can do this and I can do this. If I'm having this problem, other people are having this problem. And if I can solve this problem, I have just brought myself value, and I can bring that value to other people. And if I can bring value to them to solve this exact same problem, then that gives me value, which gives me leverage, which will ultimately bring me success. You see, people of faith look at problems as opportunities. So you got to have faith. Number six, the stress. Oh my goodness. When you're in faith, it is impossible to be stressed out and full of faith at the same time. You cannot believe and have faith that things are going to be better and things are going to be achieved and success is on the way. You can't be in that mindset and then have stress at the same time. It's one of the best cures for stress is just simply having faith. The main cause of stress is worry and negative thoughts. If we think about it further, we can understand that stress never solves a problem, but on the contrary, it just helps. It helps us not see, or it blocks the very solution to the problem. Positive people overcome stress more easily. When you start to increase the quantity of good and positive thoughts, stress will gradually leave your life and your situation until you won't hear about it anymore in that particular given subject. You see, there's just something about believing and knowing that something greater on the outside of you is bigger and better and stronger than those things that could possibly cause you to falter, to fail, to struggle. So, number six, faith is going to help you with your stress management. Number seven, positive thinking and having an optimistic attitude and being full of faith will turn all your problems around for your good. Like I said before, people that see problems, if they don't have faith, they just see problems. But when you have faith and you're positive about it, you don't see problems anymore. You see opportunities. So positive thinking and optimistic attitudes and being full of faith really invites solutions to these problems. I was telling someone on a coaching call today, your mind is like a sponge. It will soak up more than you could ever imagine. However, when you're stressed, when you are wondering, you know, oh my gosh, what am I going to do here? What am I going to do there? Your mind contracts like a muscle. And when it contracts, it can't perceive what it's being told. It can't perceive what it's hearing. It can't perceive what it's seeing. Your senses become dull. You're being taught, you're being shown, you're being illustrated ways that you could make money, other things that you could do, ways that you could solve problems. But that stress has your mind just so contracted up like a tight muscle that it doesn't soak it in. And so the very solutions that you're needing and the very answers that you're looking for with the questions can't be perceived because of stress. Stress management is one of the greatest assets that you can achieve through having more faith. Have more faith. I'm telling you, it's going to help you out. Number eight, you will notice the abundance of good things in your life. I'm telling you, when you're full of faith, all of a sudden you become thankful for everything. I told a story a couple podcasts back when we went bankrupt, house being repossessed, cars being repossessed, everything's falling apart. No company, no prospects for a new business, no way of earning an income. I at that moment, I was at a crossroads and I was like, what am I going to do? And because of my understanding of the good Lord in heaven and how he says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you or leaving you destitute. That's a passage out of Hebrews, and the writer says that. We in the English language translate that as I will never leave you nor forsake you. But if you'll go back to the original Coptic script of how it was written, it actually reads, I will never leave you. 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 I will never leave. He says it five times. He repeats it five times. He wants the hearer of the word, the reader of the word to understand, I will never leave you. So that was a really tangible, practical truth that I grabbed hold of right then, because I knew that while I might be in a tough spot, I might be in a tight spot, that I had someone, I had an advocate, I had a person that was greater than me in the heavens looking out for me. And I held hold to that word. I held dear to that. And I'm going to tell you, the very next thing I noticed was the salt and pepper on the table. And I just said, I thank you for the salt and pepper. At least when we have food, I'll have ability to season. I thank you for the table. I thank you for the chairs around the table, because at least they haven't been repossessed. We got a place to sit tonight if we can find some food. I mean, because we were down and out, folks. We were in a tough spot. So that's why I'm so passionate about helping people earn an income and turning their life around. So if I can turn around, you can turn around too. Merry Christmas. I'll see you in 2017, guys. Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to terrywilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at terrywilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at terrywilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.